ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। डेट इज 2/1/2023। एसेंस। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू आर राजा ऋषिज। द फादर इज टीचिंग यू टू रिनाउंस द होल ऑफ द ओल्ड वर्ल्ड। बाय डूइंग दिस यू बिकम एबल टू क्लेम अ रॉयल स्टेटस। क्वेश्चन। Why can none of the acts that human beings perform at this time be neutral? Answer. Because Maya's kingdom is over the whole world. The five vices have entered everyone, and this is why the acts they perform are sinful. Maya doesn't exist in the golden age. And so the acts that human beings perform, there are neutral. Question. Which children receive a very good prize? Answer. Those who become pure on the basis of Srimad and become sticks for the blind. And those who are never influenced by the five vices and do not defame the clan's name receive a very good prize. The passport of those who are repeatedly defeated by Maya are cancelled. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. The highest of all is God, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is the creator. He first creates Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. Then when you come down into the land of immortality, there is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is the Sun Dynasty kingdom, not the Moon Dynasty. Who explains this? The ocean of knowledge. Human beings cannot explain this to other human beings. The Father is the highest of all. He is the one whom the people of Bharat call the Mother and Father. Therefore, the Mother and Father are definitely needed in a practical way. This is remembered, and so He must have been this at some time. First of all, there is the highest on high, the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. There is a soul in each one. It is when a soul is in a body that he becomes happy or unhappy. These matters have to be understood. These are not tall stories. Everything that the gurus and saints etc. relate are tall stories. At present, Bharat is hell. In the golden age, it will be called heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule there. Everyone there was very fortunate. No one there was unfortunate. There was no sorrow or disease. This is the world of sinful souls. The people of Bharat were residents of heaven. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Everyone believes in Krishna. Just see, he has been given two globes. The Krishna soul says, I am now kicking hell away and have heaven in my hands. Previously, there was the land of Krishna. Now it is the land of Kans, devil. Krishna is also included in this. This is his last of 84 births. But Krishna doesn't have that form now. The father sits here and explains. The Father comes and makes Bharat into heaven. The Father has now come to make hell into heaven once again. This is the old world. The world that was new has now become old. Buildings still become old from new. Eventually, they become ready for demolition. The father says, I teach you children Raj Yoga in order to make you into the residents of heaven. You are Raj Rishis. You renounce the vices in order to claim a kingdom. Those sannyasis renounce their homes and go into a jungle. However, they still remain in the old world. The unlimited father inspires you to renounce hell by granting you a vision of heaven. The father says, I have come to take all of you back. The father tells you all that you do not know your own births. It is definite that whatever actions people perform, good or bad, they take birth according to those sanskars. Some become wealthy, some become poor, some become diseased, and others become healthy. Those are their karmic accounts of their previous birth. Those who are healthy must definitely have built a hospital, etc., in their previous birth. Those who give a lot of donations and perform a lot of charity become wealthy. Whatever actions human beings perform in hell definitely become sinful because the five vices are present in everyone. Now sannyasis adopt purity and stop committing sin. Although they go and live in a jungle, their actions do not become neutral. The father explains, at present, it is Maya's kingdom. Therefore, the actions human beings perform would only be sinful. Maya doesn't exist in the golden or silver age. This is why people's actions never become sinful and why there is no sorrow there. At present, there are first the chains of Ravan and then the chains of the path of devotion. You have been stumbling around in every birth. The father says, I also told you earlier that you cannot meet me by doing penance or intense meditation, etc. I only come when it is the end of the path of devotion. Devotion begins in the Copper Age. When people experience sorrow, they remember God. In the Golden and Silver Ages, everyone is 100-fold fortunate, whereas here all are unfortunate. They continue to weep and wail. There continues to be untimely death. The father says, I come when hell has to change into heaven. Bharat is an ancient land. Those who come at the beginning have to remain till the end. The cycle of 84 births has been remembered. The Trimurti that the government creates should include Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. But they have instead portrayed a lion. There is no image of the father, the creator, but they have put an image of the cycle below. They think that it is a spinning wheel, but it is in fact the cycle of the drama. They have given it the name Wheel Free from Sorrow. You now become free from sorrow by knowing this cycle. In fact, this is right, but they have turned everything upside down. By remembering the cycle of 84 births, you become rulers of the globe for 21 births. This Dada is completing his 84th birth. This is the final birth of Krishna. The father sits here and explains to him, in fact, this is the final birth of all of you. The people of Bharat who belonged to the deity, religion, have experienced the full 84 births. The cycle is now coming to an end for everyone. Those bodies of yours have become dirty. This world is very dirty. That is why you are inspired to renounce it. You should not attach your hearts to this graveyard. Attach your hearts to the Father and your inheritance. You souls are imperishable and your bodies are perishable. Now remember me, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. It is remembered that those who remember their wife at the end attain a status accordingly. The Father says, now those who remember Shiv Baba at the end can attain the status of Narayan. You receive the status of Narayan in the golden age. No one except the Father can enable you to receive that status. This school is for changing from human beings into deities. The one who is teaching is the Father, whose praise you heard, salutations to Shiva. You know that you have become his children and that you are now claiming your inheritance. You no longer follow the dictates of human beings. By following the dictates of human beings, all have become residents of hell. All the scriptures that are remembered are created by human beings. The whole of Bharat has now become corrupt in their religion and actions. Deities were pure. The Father now says, if you want to become 100 times fortunate, become pure. Promise Baba that you will definitely become pure and claim your full inheritance from him. This old impure world has to end. There is so much battling and fighting. There is so much anger. People have created such huge bombs. They have so much anger and greed. Some children have had visions of how Sri Krishna emerges from the palace of a womb. Here a womb is a jail, and as soon as you are released, Maya makes you commit sin. There, when the child emerges from the palace of a womb, there is light everywhere. He lives in great comfort. When he emerges from the womb, maids pick him up and bugles begin to sound everywhere. There is so much difference between here and there. The three worlds have been explained to you, children. Souls come from the land of peace. A soul is like a star and resides in the center of the forehead. The imperishable recording of 84 is in the soul. The drama is never destroyed, and no one's act can be changed. It is a wonder. A part of 84 births is recorded so accurately in this tiny soul. It never becomes old. It is constantly new. The soul begins his identical part once again. Now you children would not say each soul is the supreme soul. The Father explains the accurate meaning of Hamso to you. The meaning that those people have created is wrong. Either they say that they are Brahma or that they are God, the creator of Maya. In fact, Maya cannot be created. Maya is the five vices. The Father doesn't create Maya. The Father creates the new world. No one else can say that they are creating a world. There is only the one unlimited Father. The meaning of Om has also been explained to you children. A soul is an embodiment of peace. He resides in the land of peace. The Father is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of bliss. You couldn't sing this praise for a soul. Yes, souls do have knowledge. The Father says, I only come once. I definitely have to give you your inheritance. Bharat becomes heaven through the inheritance I give you. There is purity, peace, and happiness there. This inheritance is of constant happiness and is given by the unlimited Father. When there was purity, there was also peace and happiness. Now there is impurity and there is therefore sorrow and peacelessness. The Father sits here and explains. At first, you souls were in the incorporeal world. Then you souls went into the deity religion and then the warrior religion. You were Satopradhan for 8 births. Then for 12 births, you had the Sato stage. Then for 21 births, you were in the copper age and then you took 42 births in the iron age. You became Sudras here and you have now come into the Brahmin clan again. You will then go into the deity clan. You are now in the lap of God. The Father explains to you very clearly. By knowing the 84 births, you come to know everything. You have the knowledge of the whole cycle in your intellects. You also know that there is only one religion in the golden age, the World Almighty Authority Kingdom. You are now claiming the status of Lakshmi and Narayan. The golden age is the pure world and there are very few there. All the rest of the souls are in the land of liberation. The bestower of salvation for all is the one Father. No one knows him. They say that God is omnipresent. The Father asks, who told you that? They say it is written in the Gita. Who created the Gita? God speaks, I take the support of this ordinary body of Brahma. How could God sit and give knowledge to one Arjuna alone on a battlefield? You are not taught to wage war or to gamble. God is the one who changes human beings into deities. How could he tell you to gamble or to wage war? Then they say that Draupadi had 5 husbands. How could that be possible? Baba created heaven a cycle ago. He is now creating it once again. Krishna is now completing his 84th birth. The king, the queen, and all the subjects, everyone are now completing their 84 births. You have now changed from Sudras into Brahmins. Those who come into the Brahmin religion say Mama and Baba. However, whether they believe it or not is up to them. Some think that the destination is too high for them. Nevertheless, they have heard a little and so they will definitely go to heaven, but they will claim a low status. There, as are the rulers, so the subjects all are very happy. The very name is heaven. Heavenly God, the Father, establishes heaven. This is hell. Ravan has put all the Sitas in jail. All of them are sitting in the cottage of sorrow and remembering God in order to be liberated from Ravan. The golden age is the cottage free from sorrow. Destruction cannot take place until your Sun Dynasty kingdom has been established. Only when the kingdom is established and the children have reached their karmatit stage will the final war take place. Until then, rehearsals will continue. Through this war, the gates to heaven will open. You children have to become worthy of going to heaven. Baba issues your passports. The purer you become and the more you become sticks for the blind, the prize you receive will accordingly be good. You have to promise Baba, sweet Baba, we will definitely stay in remembrance of you. The main thing is purity. You definitely have to donate the five vices. Some become defeated and are then able to stand up again. If you are knocked down by Maya 2 to 4 times, you fail and your passport is cancelled. The father says, children, do not become those who defame the clan's name. If you renounce the vices, I will definitely make you into the masters of heaven. Achcha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. Number 1. In order to become 100 times fortunate, promise the father that you will remain pure. Do not attach your heart to this dirty, impure world. Number 2. Never be defeated by Maya. You must not become those who defame the clan's name. Become worthy of claiming your passport to heaven from the father. Blessings. May you constantly be an embodiment of power and practice the art of keeping your mind busy and free from any waste. In today's world, people in top positions set their daily timetable according to their time. In the same way, all of you who are the images of support for world renewal, those who are the hero actors in this unlimited drama, the ones who have lives as valuable as a diamond, also have to stabilize your minds and intellects in a powerful stage and set a program for them. Use the art of keeping your mind busy and you will become free from all waste. You will never get upset. Slogan: remain happy on seeing every scene of the drama and you will never be caught up in the attraction of anything good or bad. Acha Om Shanti.